As Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg has faced hours of questioning from Congress this week over how the social media platform handles its users' data, the question of internet privacy and the spread of fake news has been hard to escape. We now know the Russian government has been able to use platforms like Facebook to spread misinformation in an attempt to sow chaos and mistrust in our democracy here in the U.S. But across the pond, the European Union has created a specialized task force to identify Russia's fake news strategies and expose them to the public. It's called the East Stratcom Task Force, and according to Thomas Holt, it's exactly what the U.S. government should be doing. Holt studies the role of internet in fraud and deception as a professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University, and I spoke with him more about this approach recently.
So the European Union's been affected by this for quite a long time, given they have borders with Russia and their deliberate concerns about how arming the European Union and NATO against Russian threats could directly harm Russia and its interests. And the European Union, in response, has developed a few different strategies to counter message against what's posted on social media and other websites by Russian troll actors. Mm-hmm. So they have a series of news outlets online that you can visit that will provide direct information on weekly and biweekly threats. So if a story is trending one day and it seems to use hashtags or has an idea that fits with something that the Kremlin is pushing. So right now, given Syria is potentially going to be attacked by the United States in retribution for the chemical attack against its citizens, there's likely to be some messaging that runs counter to the need to attack Syria. And that is going to crop up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other online platforms. Mm-hmm. So the European Union can directly inform the citizenry as to what that threat looks like, how those messages are going to come across, what accounts or what kinds of hashtags may be used in order to promote that idea. And in turn, people can go there, they can validate what they're seeing or where they're seeing it and understand how they may be unwittingly integrated into this campaign by Russian actors.
Right, right. Do you think it's significant that this is a government-sponsored initiative by the EU?
I do. I think it actually lends a bit of legitimacy because virtually any website now can serve as a fact-checking resource, or alternatively, it can be discounted. In the United States, we've become so heavily partisan that anyone can claim that an idea is either pro or anti their side. And so any kind of government resource becomes hopefully at least a neutral party that can serve as a real arbiter for people to know, okay, this is fact, there's a reason why this is being posted. It fits with some concern that the government may have that makes sense to me as a citizen.
So you're advocating that the U.S. needs something similar. But I wonder, so shouldn't this be then the role of the press, right? It seems a little bit counterintuitive that the government would be the source of this information when it is the press's job to hold the government accountable.
Well, certainly, and the press has a very important role to do that. The problem, however, is that, as I mentioned, online, virtually any website or forum or even Facebook account now can serve as a quote-unquote media outlet. And so trying to disaggregate what is a long-standing, established, well-researched journalistic account versus one that could have been made up by some Macedonian teenager somewhere can be hard for the average person to do. So nothing against the journalistic community, but more generally, if we have government agencies that can begin to help people understand this is a real, credible threat that's coming from another nation state as a practical way to demonstrate the importance of this problem and hopefully provide some messaging and some ideas that are going to conform to and help reinforce missions within government as well. So DHS, the FBI, the Secret Service, if they can reference this agency or other outlets that are helping to validate or refute claims online, then it may help lend overall legitimacy to government efforts.
So in the U.S., there's sort of this ingrained sense, right, of challenging the government, of holding the government accountable in this way that seems particularly American. Do you think that a similar system like that can work here, given the sense that a lot of this information is about building mistrust in our government? So if this information is coming from the government, do you think the people who need to believe it would believe it?
Oh, boy, that is a very difficult question to ask. As I said, things have become so partisan and so politicized. I think it would be difficult. I think we're at a point where there's substantial mistrust not only in longstanding government institutions, but in leadership in general. And so it may be hard for people to accept. It could be interpreted as just another partisan attempt by one side or the other to try to claim an issue or try to refute claims by special prosecutors or otherwise.
Yeah. So then my question would be sort of about the role of the citizen here. Do you think that this needs to be about media literacy, about kind of civics, about giving citizens the role that they need in a democracy to take some of the responsibility for what it is that they're consuming and believing?
Absolutely. That is one of the most difficult things I think we're currently facing. The idea that what is posted online is not necessarily accurate from the start is something that people still don't fully understand. And so to see any web link to a site that sounds like a news agency or a news source of some type may be sufficient for people to say that must be fact. So there is a definitive need for people to become more aware not only of where they're getting their media, but who is writing it, and then what sources or what information is used to support it. Because if you read one thing and it runs counter to every other idea that you see, but for some reason it's very convincing and compelling to you, you may repost it, you may try to get others to believe it and lend credence to that concept. Mm-hmm. So if people don't understand where they're getting their media from or who it's written or what their rationale might be for publishing it, then we run into a very serious problem where the individual consumer is, in fact, enabling these efforts and further undermining government confidence.
Yeah. But you still think that the U.S. government doing something like what the EU is doing here would be significant just in the sense that they are countering this kind of propaganda?
Correct. I see this as a necessity, if for no other reason than it helps project the idea that we are taking this threat seriously. The more that we just talk about fake news as a problem, then that generally reduces the value of that term. Mm-hmm. And instead, we need to actually reclaim the idea that something that's fake, something that's being pushed by a foreign government, then we have a huge thing to deal with. If people begin to realize fake news is that which is going to be posted, reposted, and fictitiously generated by actors who you've never heard of before, that has much more meaning than just saying, well, this story runs counter to the current administration's plans, mm-hmm. and therefore it's fake.
All right. Dr. Thomas Holt is a professor in the School of Criminal Justice at Michigan State University. Tom, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.